Hey folks, I recently realized that my podcast is kind of creepy because I have never formally introduced myself. You guys probably don't know my name. And yeah, all you hear is like my voice, and that's about it. And you see the picture, you used to see the picture of a blue milkshake. Now I think it's like an astronaut, which is much cooler. But yeah, so today I will be introducing myself formally. After several episodes of doing this, I don't know, I've been doing it for like what, a year now? Happy anniversary. Anyway, so hey, people on the internet, I don't know how you're listening to this, but hello, my name is Sitara. That Sitara, just for, if you want to spell it. My name is Sitara, Sitara Srinivasan. There you go. I said it. My whole name. That's my whole name. And this is my podcast. And I'm from India. I'm in a city called Bangalore. You've probably heard about it because it's really famous for its traffic and garbage problems and its population. Yep. And if you've not heard about it, you probably have to work on your general knowledge. And it's also a cool sounding city. It's Bangalore. Anyway, I have no idea what I wanted to say in this episode. Okay, so here's the deal. Today I'm not going to be talking about a concept or an idea or even what I've been learning lately. None of that. I will do that from tomorrow. Like, I promise I'm going to be making videos. Sorry, did I say videos? I have a thing for YouTube. Oh, I feel so disloyal towards Anchor right now. Okay, so I'm gonna be making more podcasts like way more often. I will be doing it like maybe on a weekly basis at least because recently I was like looking at it and I think I make one podcast like every 2 months. That's my average frequency, which really sucks. And yeah, I'm gonna make it more often just because I think that way it'll force me to sort of have more creative things to say, and it'll make me think more. And I just like doing it. I love talking about stuff that I have learned recently. But today is different. I will be talking about myself. Okay, not exactly, but what I've been doing for the last 1 month and what I've been up to. And there is going to be an important announcement in this podcast. So if you're already losing patience, I would request you to stay on and hang on, it's gonna be over soon. It's gonna be over soon. Grab a burger or something and just keep listening. All right? All right? Okay. Now, first of all, number one announcement. I'll probably have several announcements in this podcast. First announcement is I graduated like 3 weeks back. Yay! I guess. I mean, it was cool. It was pretty cool to like be done with it. But then it was not like as exciting as I thought. I was just like relieved. I was like, oh man, I'm so done with this like shitty course. No offense. No offense to any engineers out there or any institutes. But yeah, I was like really glad to be done with it. And it's just better now because I am free. And when I say free, I mean not exactly free, but then I have control over my time. I like to keep myself busy, so it is a conscious decision to not be free, but I like it. I like how I can design my day. I like how I can wake up whenever the heck I want. I like how I can do yoga for like 2 hours straight and nobody would question me. Like, what the hell are you doing being a cat on your bedroom floor for 2 hours straight? It's totally normal right now. And yeah, and I can work on projects. Most importantly, I can work on cool projects that I actually care about. That's where my second announcement comes in. Are you ready for this? This is huge. This is huge. Trust me, this is huge. Okay, it's not that huge, but it's quite big for me. Okay. I started an organization like around the time I graduated, which is like 3 weeks back. And when I say organization, I should probably be more specific. It's this idea that I had like maybe a few months back. Like, I was in the shower probably like 7 months ago, okay? And I was in the shower, and if you're like someone who takes like really long showers, you probably understand this. Like, you get into the state of mind where you can contemplate things very clearly. So that's where I was one day, and I was like, you know what the world needs? The world needs a new community with a new culture, with a new mindset. What was I talking about here? Let's rewind a bit, okay? Who am I? I'm this girl who really likes physics, because like I've been obsessed with the big questions all my life from as long as I can remember. Okay. And yes, this podcast is about me, so it's not like I'm going to be narcissistic in every podcast. Just bear with me this time. Yeah, from as long as I can remember, like I've loved just pondering questions that completely boggle me. And I know I don't have the answers yet, but the process of questioning it itself is just so fun. And it just adds value to who I am and to this whole concept of life. Like, if I don't ask where I come from, who will? If I don't question, holy shit, I'm on a planet like a piece of rock, and I'm revolving this massive furnace. And where the heck does all of this come from? Where the heck is all of this going? Who am I? What am I supposed to do? What are trees made of? What the hell is water? And if I don't ask these questions, who will? Like, if I am not curious about where I come from and my distant past and my distant future and the fate of my species, I mean, come on, you should care about that kind of stuff, right? Yeah, you should. You totally should. So I was that kind of person, and why did I mention that? Yeah, and so I was into physics, and then I just got into engineering because of a whole crappy set of decisions that I do not want to go into. But I was there, and I don't regret it. All right, honestly, I don't regret one bit of it. I'm totally fine with it. I've made peace with it. So yeah, I was in engineering, and I discovered a few things. Okay, so I'm gonna make like points right now. Number one, I find out that I am in a class with like 80 other kids and nobody else likes physics. Okay, discovery number one. This happened on like the first class of the first day of the first semester. I'm like, shit, there's like no one else who cares about science. So, I mean, that's not surprising. I was in a class full of engineers, but then still, I at least had like a hope that somebody else might be into the same thing. But I was totally disappointed. Number two, I did not have the mentorship that I needed. Even if I wanted to do like projects on my own, I did not have the professors. So obviously, within my institute, there are not going to be like great physics professors. It's an engineering institute. Number three, I made a positive discovery this time that, I mean, forget about my college, I could connect with people on the outside. So I discovered the power of networking, and I found that if I could talk to other people outside who have the same interests, then we can do a lot of great things together. And I found out groups that are into physics and learning foundations of basic sciences. I joined a research kind of course, which basically involved weekend classes. I did that for a couple of years. So I really discovered how awesome it is to just go outside and connect. Number four, I realized it doesn't matter where you come from, you can still work on cool projects. It doesn't matter if you are into math, science, if you are a coder, if you are a chemist, a philosopher, a poet, it doesn't matter. You can still do awesome work. And specifically, if you bring all these kinds of people together under a single encouraging, conducive environment where they're given an idea to toy around with, they will produce amazing results together. Because you when people like these who think and who are inspired can bounce ideas off each other, they can really work on specific problems and come up with beautiful solutions. Number five, the world needs a solution, like a combination of all the previous four points, and it needs it now. All right. It needs a community. It needs a certain way of breaking the way like the breaking the traditional methodology of how projects are done right now. And when I say project, I keep saying project not because I'm thinking of like a single project that you finish like in a couple of days. I'm thinking 3 to 4 month long, profound, significant problems that need to be solved in today's world, in today's current arena of research in physics and in sociology and even in environmental science. There are things that have to be solved, and these are the projects I'm talking about. And if you're someone who's working, or if you're a student, or if you're a mom, or if you're a granddad, or if you are an introverted coder who never leaves his basement and who lives on noodles all his life, it doesn't matter. If you had the right community and if all of you put in the resources, then you could find solutions. Right now, what is happening? Right now, there are institutions, and if you don't get mentorship and the team within your institution, kaboom, there's nothing you can do about it. Except go and do a lot of self-studying. You can still work on your skills, but it's very concentrated. It's not as easy in science to do something profound these days. Like, you can't just take a gap year like how Newton did and discover new laws, because science today demands a very high level of specialization. So doing it alone might not be a great idea. But on the other hand, science doesn't offer a great collaborative platform right now. Like, if you are like a Python developer or something, I think you can find a collaborator in under an hour if you log into some whatever on the internet. You have an amazing community of people. You have an amazing distribution of like sources to learn coding from if you're a beginner. You have great support online. But that's kind of missing if you're into physics or like biology or something really specific in science. So, combining what I talked about all this time, I came up with a single solution that I personally feel is required today. All right. And I'm not alone in this. I already have the support of at least 40 to 50 other people. And this has been, it has been on for a couple of weeks now, and it's going great. So the name of the organization is Nakshatra, NAXXATRA. It's kind of not the conventional spelling, but Nakshatra in Sanskrit means star, and it's named after stars, the organization. And when I say organization, it's more of a community right now. It's not registered. It's completely unofficial. I want it to first grow. I want it to be something where everyone feels it's accessible and it's not centered around a single person or a single idea. It's centered around the philosophy of everyone who belong there. And it's based upon something really simple. Like, there is curiosity. We all have curiosity. And it needs an outlet. And sometimes you don't care about the results or how much money you're making off it. Sometimes you do want to do something purely out of fun and out of the love for it. And that needs a platform, that needs a channel. And that is what Nakshatra stands for. It's an outlet for your curiosity. It's a place where exploration becomes the main objective and not anything else at all. So, with that in mind, I have launched currently three projects. The first one is the construction of a cosmic ray detector. This is going to be more of a practical, hands-on hardware kind of project, and these are therefore for people who live in my city, which is Bangalore. But then the other two projects are they can be done remotely. So the other idea under Nakshatra is it shouldn't matter where you live. You should be able to instantly connect with the community or a team of people who want to work on something similar, and therefore you leverage on the strengths of everybody in the team and you build something great. So the other two projects can be done irrespective of where you are. The second one is basically data-driven astronomy, where if you're more into data analysis or even the physics of galaxies and things like that, it will bring together astrophysicists and maybe data scientists, and you do a sort of a lot of data-driven extraction of data from open source open source data that's available today, because a lot of big telescopes and observatories do publish their data online for free. So that's a second project. The third one is more on the lines of theoretical cosmology. It's more for people inclined towards astroparticle physics. So if you are more of a mathematician, if you're more into modeling and simulation, and if you like cosmology, then this is something for you. This is the third project. So even this is theoretical, therefore it, you don't your physical presence is not required. But that's basically it. So we have three projects. We are launching it. We are very, very excited about this whole thing. Last Sunday we had a very successful meeting and the conference. It was great. We discussed about a lot of aspects about the cosmic ray detector, and we're getting started on the work this week. So I will keep you guys updated. But this is the official. The first time I have spoken about Nakshatra on a public platform. So, hello, internet. Are you ready for me? Are you ready for this community? Because trust me, it's going to really impact people. I at least hope so, because it has nothing to do with a single idea or a single person, but I think it's this whole collective potential. It can really impact a lot of people around the world. But right now, of course, we're starting small. We're looking at teams, like very small, specific teams, which involve people whose skills are complementary, and then maybe three or four projects right now. So that's our main focus. And I'm thinking like the project should be 6 to 7 months long, or maybe much lesser, depending on the complexity of the problem we are trying to solve. And the end objective is a much greater appreciation for the specific project, the development of skills which you otherwise wouldn't have learned at all. And you also get to know about the fields of different people. And if the research is valid enough, then sure, go ahead and there will be the opportunity to write a research paper together. So that is obviously in the picture. So this is it for now. And basically, in the description of the podcast, I have added the link, which is kind of how we are accepting people into our network right now. So it's an application link. So even if you, irrespective of where you are, you can actually just apply and talk about who you are and what your academic interests are, and you will be sort of connected to our database, and we will figure out what project might work for you or how you could be a part of our initiative. And if you just want to like contact me personally, I got a few voice messages saying like, hello dude, like you're completely anonymous, like can you give us our Instagram handle or whatever. So I have also added that in my bio. It's sitzbfly, sitzbfly. I know it's totally weird, but that's my Instagram handle for those of you who want to sort of DM me on Insta. And that's about it. So from now on, I am going to be accountable to you guys. And every week or so, you can expect a new podcast. I think the next one I'm going to be talking about cosmology, because like I'm really into it right now. And I've just been reading a lot about it, and I'm super excited. So I think next week we will speak about something very specific. We'll probably pick like Hubble's constant and just talk about that, or we'll talk about the expanding universe, something like that. But that's all for today. So today is what? Today is, I'm guessing, a Saturday. So you can expect a podcast from me by Tuesday, I think. Yeah. I'm saying that out here because now I'm going to be totally accountable, so I have to make it. So yeah. Yeah. Self-discipline, you all. See you on the next episode of the Physics Milkshake. Bye. Please join Nakshatra, please.